Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Audible's romance collection has something to satisfy every side of you. When it comes to what kind of romance you're into, you don't have to choose just one. Fancy a dalliance with a duke or maybe a steamy billionaire. You could find a book boyfriend in the city and another one tearing it up on the hockey field. And if nothing on this earth satisfies, you can always find love in another realm. Discover modern rom-coms from authors like Lily Chu and Ali Hazelwood, the latest romantasy series from Sarah J. Maas and Rebecca Yarros, plus Regency favorites like Bridgerton and Outlander, and of course, all the really steamy stuff. Your first great love story is free when you sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.com/wondery. That's audible.com/wondery.
Wherever you go, whatever they get into, from chill time to everyday adventures, protect your dog from parasites with Credelio Quattro. For full safety information, side effects, and warnings, visit CredelioQuattroLabel.com. Consult your vet or call 1-888-545-5973. Ask your vet for Credelio Quattro and visit QuattroDog.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel Lucas. Welcome to Geography 101, the show where we explore the world one incredible destination at a time. Today we journey to a land of volcanoes and glaciers, ancient legend and modern innovation, dramatic cliff and glowing caves, a country whose spirit is woven from adventure, culture, nature itself. Welcome to New Zealand, the land of the long white cloud. New Zealand is born from the Pacific Ring of Fire, a chain of volcanoes and tremors that carve the islands into their dramatic shape. Volcanoes rise from the earth. Snow-capped mountains pierce the clouds and glaciers carve the valleys. Maori mythology tells us the land was finished from the sea by the Tomagi Maui, the story of still alive in culture and ceremony. Today, the land continues to shift beneath the surface, reminding locals the Aotearoa is always changing. New Zealand has over 50 volcanoes, many with a view of major cities. The Maori name for New Zealand or Aotearoa means land of a long white cloud. Early Polynesian navigators named it the watching cloud formation clinging to the islands from far out at sea. The explorers crossed the Pacific without maps, using stars, winds, and birds as guides. Their arrival shaped the identity of the nation forever. Maori arrived more than 700 years before Europeans. Though New Zealand seems small on the map, its two islands are dramatically different. The North Island bursts with geothermal fields, active volcanoes, and major cities. The South Island towers with alpine peaks, fjords, and serene wilderness. Together, they are offered two personalities in one country, one fairy, one icy. The South Island contains 17 of the new islands, two tallest mountains. Wellington, the capital, is known as the Windy City, the widest capital in the world. Its creative culture, film industry, and rugged coastline give it unique identity. Auckland, meanwhile, rises from volcano or volcanic field and stretches across two majestic harbors. It's filled with sailboats, beaches, and diverse communities. Auckland has more boats per capita than any city on Earth. Fordland National Park is one of the most remote and pristine places on the planet. Midford Sound, carved by ancient glaciers, creates a cathedral of stone and mist. Waterfalls appear and disappear within minutes during the heavy rain, creating an otherworldly scene. Its isolation protects endangered species and ancient plants. Fiordland gets up to 7 meters of rain a year. Queenstown is where thrill seekers feel at home. From bungee jumping to skydiving, the town thrives on adrenaline, but also sits beside Lake Wakitipu, a mystical lake with heartbeat-like rise and fall. Maori land or Maori legend says the lake was formed by burning of a sleeping giant. Lake Wakitipu rises and falls 20 centimeters every 27 minutes. The kingbird is unlikely any other creatures on Earth. Flightless, nocturnal, and shy, it relies on a strong sense of smell to find food. Despite its small size, it lays enormous eggs. Kiwi conservation is a national mission in New Zealand. Kiwi lay the largest egg relative to body size in the bird kingdom. With minimal light pollution, New Zealand is one of the best stargazing nations in the world. The Mackenzie Basin, a design dark sky reserve, reveals the Milky Way in a dazzling clarity. Astronomers flock here to study southern constellations. The night skies connect science, mythology, and pure wonder. New Zealand has a multiple gold tier dark sky reserves. Before humans arrived, New Zealand was ruled by birds. Most impressive of them was the giant moa, a 12-foot-tall bird that could not fly. Its extinction remains one of the great ecological tragedies. Fossils show that it once roamed the forest like a gentle giant. The moa is the tallest bird ever known. The haka is more than a dance. It's a declaration of strength, unity, and identity. Maori warriors perform it before battle, and communities perform it during ceremonies. Today, the haka resonates the global thanks of all blacks and rugby team. It represents respect, power, and cultural pride. There are over 20 types of haka, each with unique meaning. Rotorua is where the earth breathes. Geysers shoot boiling water into the air, and mud pools bubble and steam rises from the ground. The unique sulfur scent is a part of its charm. Maori culture thrives here with traditional villages and performances. The Pahutura geyser erupts up to 20 times per day. New Zealand's coastline is longer than that of the United States. Beaches range from golden sand to volcanic black sand. Surfing and sailing are woven into Kiwi lifestyle. Marine life thrives in these clean wild waters. New Zealand has over 15,000 kilometers of coastline. One-third of the New Zealand is protected national parks. These parks include mountains, rainforests, geysers, fjords, and glaciers. The Southern Alps glitter with more than 3,000 glaciers. Hiking trails lead to views that feel prehistoric. New Zealand has 14 national parks, all vastly different. Araki or Mount Cook stand as the highest point in the country. It's now covered peak-inspired explorers and mountaineers. The mountain once stood even taller before a massive landslide. It remains a symbol of New Zealand's mighty landscape. It has, or it was, 40 meters taller before the 1991 collapse. Lake Tupo sits in the crater of one of the largest volcanic eruptions in human history. This is a super eruption altered weather patterns across the world. Today, the lake peacefully vast and hub for fishing. Nearly Huka Falls showcases raw water power rushing through the narrow channels. The Tupo eruption was recorded by the ancient Romans and Chinese. Marlborough Survivor or Blanc or Survivor Sauvignon Blanc is the world famous for its crisp and atomic or aromatic flavor. The region's blend is sunlight or cool breezes creates ideal wine conditions. Wine tourism brings thousands of visitors each year. The industry is now a major part of the national economy. Marlborough produces 75% of the New Zealand wine. The key is a curious alpine parrot known for mischief and intelligence. It often interacts with hikers and tourists, even unzipping backpacks. Its bright feathers glow under sunlight. Scientists call Kia one of the smartest birds on Earth. Kia can solve complex puzzles, similar to primates. New Zealand weather is famously unpredictable. Storm can be rolled and clean within minutes. Travelers often pack with a multiple season in one day. These unpredictably adds excitement to every adventure. The country is long but narrow, exaggerating weather shifts. New Zealand's cuisine blends with Maori customs with European and Pacific influences. The traditional hangi cooks food underground with heated stones. Seafoods like mussels, snapper, and crayfish shape coastal dining, and desserts like pavlova and sweet Finnish. Pavlova is claimed by both New Zealand and Australia. New Zealand's landscape became iconic in the Middle Earth in The Lord of the Rings. Rolling hills become Hobbiton. Mountains become Mordor and forests transform to legendary realms. Film tourism now forms a strong part of the country's identity. Fans travel from around the world for the experiences. Hobbiton includes 44 permanent hobbit homes. New Zealand is a land of contrast, fairy and icy, ancient and modern and gentle and wild. Its mountains, fjords, forests and beaches offer beauty beyond imaginations. Its culture shaped Maori tradition and global influences. It's rich with meaning and pride. From glowworm carves to stark-lit skies, every corner of Aotearoa tells the story worth sharing. Thank you for joining me on New Zealand. This is Geography 101. Until next time, keep exploring. More to come, people. See you soon.